This is the Catalyst Show, and I'm Chris Cooper. Every week, I do a short, quick cast to tell you one thing that will help you improve your health span and lifespan, and then walk through our weekly group workouts for the following week. This week, I'm going to start with why we don't use very many machines at Catalyst. If you ever joined a gym and you're not sure what to look for, you'll usually look for like, well, how many treadmills are there and how many machines are there and do they look new? But we don't believe in doing that. Fitness machines exist to help you get better or strong enough to do functional movement, which is what we should all be doing more of. And a friend of mine, Mark Ripito, said this in 2009. He said, the gym industry is predicated on the idea of using machines because it's extremely cost-effective for the gym to train their staff on the use of their machines. It keeps their labor down. In other words, it's cost prohibitive for a gym to hire a strength coach to teach everybody in the gym, which is what they need, which is squats and presses and deadlift. Catalyst has always been a coaching business. We teach you what you need, and we built our model on that instead of just saying, well, there's all the machines, go to it. We do that for one simple reason. Coaching is what actually gets results. If you look at garage sales around the Sioux over the summertime, you'll definitely see fitness machines like bikes and Pelotons and treadmills and stuff like that. And look at the person that's selling them. Do they look like they're super fit and they like wore this thing out and now they're moving on to harder stuff? Usually not. Usually the thing turned into a clothes hanger and now they're getting rid of it. And the reason is that owning the machine doesn't get you any results. When you join a gym that just sells you access to machines, you're just renting those machines basically by the hour. And so that's why people don't get results at big Globo gyms. And that's why we're a coaching business. If you've visited a membership-based gym lately, you'll notice that you have a lot of choice of exercise machinery, more than ever before. You can isolate a given muscle in virtually any plane. You can adjust your seat without even thinking about it. You can pop a pin to increase or decrease the weight. You can spend a full hour at one of these gyms without breaking a sweat. The opposite is Catalyst, where we reconfigure our gym every single day based on what you need instead of pumping clients through the standard circuit of machines. Building lean muscle tissue will help your metabolism, and machines are an easy way to build strength, but we choose not to use them at Catalyst most of the time because usually free weights will produce better results faster and more safely. Here's why. First, we're a seated culture now. We hunch over our laptops and our phones for 8 to 12 hours every single day. We lean over our desks, we slouch on the couch, we recline in front of the TV. When it comes to sitting down, we've gotten pretty good at it. And there are a ton of postural problems that derive directly from our seated society. Bad backs, early onset osteoporosis and arthritis, poor muscular coordination, muscle tightness, fatness, diabetes. Chairs make you fat. And yeah, they do. And add to this problem that we now have less time to exercise than we once did, and we've got the whole deck stacked against us. So when you're exercising, it's more critical than ever to use your body the way it was meant to move. It's absolutely essential to relearn the correct way to sit down and stand up, which is a squat, to bend over and pick something up off the floor, which is a deadlift, and to lift something over your head, which is a press. You need to be able to lift yourself off the floor, pull yourself up to standing, a pull-up, and carry things from one place to another. Your body simply doesn't know how to do these things naturally anymore. Would your grandfather have hurt his back lifting the Purelator package onto your desk? No, but we do it now because we're this seated, weak society. Would your grandma hesitate to climb up on a high stool to reach a 30-pound bag of flour in the pantry? I really, really doubt it. But these movements do pose real risk to people today because we are just not fit enough to do it anymore. Sitting in place, locking your body into a seated position, and moving one joint in isolation, which is what you would do on a weight machine at an access-based gym, that only makes the problem worse. Your joints were made to stabilize themselves while moving against resistance. You want a good example of what happens to a joint that's stabilized on one plane of motion and free to move in another? Well, look at neck stretching rings. There are certain tribes who put like neck stretching rings around, especially young girls. And as the girl's neck gets longer and longer, they add more rings and more rings. I'm sure you've seen these pictures. But neck vertebrae are joints. And the wearer of the stretching rings can move her head left or right, but the resistance is taken off the joint by the rings. The rings are doing all the work. She doesn't develop neck musculature. When she holds her, takes these rings off, she's got a super long neck that can't even support her head anymore. You know, and these are looked at as like this beauty thing in a lot of in some places, not a lot of places. I'm sure you've seen pictures of it, but the reality is it's dysfunctional. So why do gyms have a ton of machinery and a few free weights? Well, forget the usual excuse they make about safety. That's a red herring. Frankly, it's very cheap to employ unskilled labor and instruct them on the use of machinery. It's quite another thing to build a highly paid, highly trained strength coach into the gym and have them teach hundreds of people how to squat properly. How much difference is there? Well, triple. I mean, the minimum wage is just under $20 an hour. That's what you can pay a gym attendant to walk around and make sure that you're not slamming the weights in the machine down. But if you're paying a personal trainer, a professional, or a strength coach, or a CrossFit coach, now what you've got to do is pay for their knowledge, pay for their expertise and their experience. And that's what we do at Catalyst. So if you charge for personal training on machines, even at an access gym, by the same instructor who's getting minimum wage, then, you know, the gym is making a massive margin, right? And that's what they want to do. If you pay for a personal trainer at Catalyst, what you're getting is like a real professional who's been doing this in some cases up to 20 years. And that's why it costs more, because it's a bigger investment in something that actually works instead of a tiny expense on something that doesn't. You need to work with career coaches. You need to learn to do basic movements. They're exercises, but also fundamental necessities for your life. You need to learn how to do these things well. You need to do these things in a way that challenges you. Either do a lot of reps really well or do a heavy weight really well. And you need to sometimes do them fast or sometimes do them slow or mix them with other movements, because that's how life is. Let your coach test you. Test yourself. Compare yourself to your previous score. Are you getting better or worse? Are you getting stronger or weaker? Are you getting more fit or less fit? When you do that, now you're onto something and you're actually improving your lifespan. One more thing. If you're looking to lose weight or just get fit, you cannot beat free weight exercise. Not only will you burn more calories, but you'll maintain your musculature, which is your fat burning furnace, and you'll stimulate the right hormones to burn fat. So if you look at our facility at Catalyst, you'll see lots of open space, lots of free weight, lots of room to move, very few machines, professional coaches who change the layout of the gym every day. This confuses a lot of people and it even turns some beginners off. But once you know the difference that you can make using your own body, your progress will astound you. This is our group programming workout. So at Catalyst, our clients do one-on-one personal training. They do one-on-four semi-private training, or they do big group classes. The more personalized you get, the more private you get, the more your workouts are tailored to you and your program is written specifically for you. However, our group program will get you pretty fit, and we follow a general prescription. Everybody does the same workout in our groups, and this is what the prescription is for the week of July 8th. First, on the 8th, we're going to do a strength day. We're going to do front squats, 5 sets of 5 heavy, and we're going to do bench press, 5 sets of 5 heavy. Now, this is all we're going to do that day. And it might seem like, oh, that's not enough workout. But the reality is that every set of front squats, 5 heavy reps, should be exhausting. The first set is not a warm up. The last set is not a cool down. Every set should be hard. If you're increasing weights every single set, then the first sets were too easy and don't count them. So this is actually a very important day where you're going to be taking lots of rest. You're going to get lots of coaching on technique and you're going to go heavy. This is what makes you stronger. On the 9th, we're going to start with an aerobic workout. So you're going to do 10 squats, 10 pushups, 20 skips, rest until the 2-minute mark, and then go again for 5 rounds. And our purpose there is just like get you moving and burn some fat. Then we're going to do a high intensity interval training workout. This is a tough one. So you're going to run 800 meters and then you're going to do 5 rounds of max wall balls in 2 minutes and max pull-ups in 1 minute. And then you're going to run 800 meters again at the end. So this is about a 30-minute workout and it really doesn't look that bad. Like max wall balls in 2 minutes, that doesn't seem hard. Max pull-ups in 1 minute, that doesn't seem hard. But here's the key. You need to choose a weight in the wall ball that will let you keep going hard for 2 minutes. If you've got a 20-pound med ball and you're blasting for 10 seconds, 5 reps, and then stopping, 5 reps and then stopping, and you're choosing a pacing technique, you're missing the point. You'd be better to choose a lighter ball or a lower target and keep going for as much of the 2 minutes as you can. And it's the same with pull-ups. If you have like one kipping pull-up and you're going to do one pull-up in a minute and then rest the rest of the time, you're missing the point. Scale down, choose an easier exercise, and get more reps. Then on the 10th, we're going to do cleans, 5 sets of 5, jerk, 5 sets of 5. We're going to spend about 20 minutes on that. Again, this is a very technical lift, and that alone is going to be exhausting. So then we're going to convert to 20 minutes of aerobic work in between. You're going to do a minute of walking lunges, a minute of dumbbell curls, a minute of step and squat, and a minute of dumbbell curls again. We're going to build some strength in the dumbbell curls for sure. We like to call it curls for the girls, but also this is an aerobic workout, so you're going to burn some fat in between that strength work and the HIIT work that's to come. The 10th is a massive day. Then you're going to get into the HIIT workout. You're going to do maximum double unders in 2 minutes, or if you don't have double unders, just skip for 2 minutes. Then you're going to do 40 lunges, 20 dumbbell shoulder presses, 30 lunges, 20 dumbbell shoulder presses, 10 lunges, 20 dumbbell shoulder presses, and then match the amount of double unders that you got in the first 2 minutes for time. So what's interesting about this workout is the first 2 minutes is just a test for yourself, and then the clock really starts. And you want to see if you can do a high-skilled movement like a double under when you're already tired. On the 11th, we're going to start with strength work. So every minute on the minute for 12 minutes, you're going to do as many pull-ups as you can, or eccentric pull-ups or lat pull-downs. And then as soon as you drop from the bar, you're immediately going to go to back extensions. You're going to do 15 of those. Now, this is every minute on the minute. You're not going to have a lot of time. And so as soon as you're done the back extensions, you'll rest. You'll probably get about 10 seconds. But what's interesting is the pulling muscles that you use for the pull-ups will have rested while you're doing the back extensions. And so that means they'll be ready to go again. We're also going to do some aerobic work for 40 minutes on the 11th. We're going to walk 2 kilometers carrying 10 pounds, 25 pounds, or 45 pounds. You can use a ball, a dumbbell, or a plate. The coach will set you up. This is an easy pace, and we're preparing for a very tough workout in the middle of July called the Smoke Jumpers. On the 12th, we've got a Tabata workout. We've got 20 seconds on, 10 seconds off for 8 rounds of rower, squat, pull-ups, push-ups, and sit-ups. So on that day, the coach is going to start you off slow, and you're going to do kind of a long warm-up. You're going to review perfect technique, and then when the time comes, you're going to go as hard as you can for 20 minutes. This is a short workout, but it's brutal, and you should not be choosing a pacing strategy. You should not be taking breaks. You want to keep going as hard as you can the whole time. When you can't do any more air squats, you stop and you rest the 20 seconds and then, you know, you or the 10 seconds, and then you go again as hard as you can. You're going to watch your reps decrease over time. However, when you move on to the next exercise, you should start high again. And then on the 13th, we'll have another partner workout. So you show up, we'll partner you with somebody, might be a friend, might be a stranger. You're going to work together to complete the workout as quickly as possible. It's fun, but you'll also push yourself harder. This is The Catalyst. I'm Chris. Here's to your fitness.